Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I this Tuesday afternoon. We're praising the Lord for God's goodness and His wonderful wonderment. The Lord is in charge. Lord, we thank You for this day. Lord, You're so good that You've given us another day of life. Oh, that we opened our eyes today and we saw the sunshine. And Lord, You're taking care of us. You are that light that is beyond the sun. You are so pure. Lord, help us, because we're just made out of dust, and You are helping us. Lord, help our listener out there. Lord, there's a lot of people struggling, and You know more about it than we do. And we're so thankful that You know everything. Help us, O God, to be pleasing to You today. Touch Brother Freedom and anoint him in a powerful way. Thank You, Lord, that You let us have Brother Freedom for another day, because, Father, he's been going through some things. We're so glad that You didn't allow that stroke to take him away. Bless him today. Anoint him mightily. And we give You praise and honor in Jesus' name. Scripture that Brother Freedom has been directed to is in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Just a few verses following verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Hallelujah, Lord, we love You. We praise You. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for the mighty Spirit. You've given us this last hour. Oh, to strengthen Your remnant that's left here, Father God. Lord, move on in a mighty way. Bless the hearts of Your people. To those that mean business, touch them. Be merciful to those. Father's always going to pray that be merciful to those who are not where they should be. Lord God, it's going to be a terrible day when judgment starts coming upon this earth. A day of troubles. A day of sadness, a day of problems, a day of difficulties, a day of torture, a day of destruction, a day of fulfillment of prophecy. That day is coming soon. Father, I just pray for a mighty, You bless those who You want to bless. Keep in the hollow of Your mighty hand. And we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, yesterday, the Lord took me through a lot of things. He let me see where the church is. And I see the church very, what it says in this chapter right here. It's what I've seen. I felt so bad yesterday, I couldn't get to where I couldn't see. Powers of darkness has come down to this world to saturate God's people. And if they don't stay where they should be, they're going to be deceived. We are no match for the enemy. Listen out there. You, me, I don't care who he is not a match with the enemy unless God's dealing with it. That means you're resting in the Lord, Him only. When you start saying, because you're rich, you don't need nothing, the Lord says you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I seen it yesterday. I seen how the Christians are so beat down, walking in self, having the form of godliness, deny the power thereof. And they're full of that. They're full of hypocrisies. They don't have that counsel that comes from God the Father. They don't have that inward strength that comes from Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. They don't have the things that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost can give you. Their strength in the Lord. The Lord is good, His stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. The Lord is good, He knoweth them in trouble, And he'll keep you at that hour. But if you don't have him, it's going to be sad. I seen this truck yesterday in the spirit. A great big wonderful truck. I hope you ladies can understand. It was loaded down. This load held this truck. The Bible says lay aside every weight and sin so easy beset you. Run that race with patience. This truck was laboring. And as good a truck as he was, he could not make that hill. But there was a great big tarp over that load. It had anger on that truck. It had shame on that truck. It had doubt. It had fear. It had all the miserable things that come from Satan. That truck was loaded with bad qualities. A bad load. And this load is what many people carry. The same thing that I seen on this truck. But that truck was loaded down. The driver could not get it unloaded. Because he had a tarp that fit over the top of it. That tarp just stayed hung on there. So the Lord started showing me that tarp. It's seen out big and strong. All letters. Tradition, tradition, tradition. As long as that tarp stayed in there, you kept in bondage. If you got a sin in your life and you stay in tradition, you're destined for hell. God showed me this plainly. It's just a little old thin tarp. See, God delivers us from the filthiness of this world. But tradition, God cannot move through the tradition. Tradition is what you think about the Lord. Tradition is, if you have, if something is tradition, you don't need any help anyplace else because it's all, tradition takes care of itself. Tradition lets you learn how to pray. The tradition, you sing the wrong kind of songs. It lets you say all the words from the pulpit very well because that's what your peers tell you what to say. And that makes a good church. It makes good offerings. And that's what you're doing. But that's going to take you to a devil's hell. Tradition is the bottom line. We can go out here and preach all you want about anger and all these other things. Yes, that's wicked. But it's covered up with tradition. And God can't touch it. You're the only one who can touch it. Lord, set me free from this tradition. And you got to get out of it. Tradition has no listening to who God is. It listens through what they learn, what they say, but it's not first coming from God himself. In this, there's a parting of the way here that most people have not discovered, but it's a way, a tradition is what, I've been to Bible school, I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a tradition that goes by. This denomination was made about because it kept the seventh day. All these are traditions. And the whole formula for a denomination is made up about a formula. About having baptism. About taking communion. I know this is right because I know I was in a church that said, well, take communion because that's what saved you. It does not. Jesus' blood saves you. Whoever you are, only Jesus' blood can save you. That special blood that was Jesus hung upon that cross to seal off bad spirits gives power to those who believe that their sins can be put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. When you start having a tradition, it means, well, we're going to have these rules. I've been on church boards. I know exactly. It's all by tradition. I've not been in a church yet that has had a tradition. I know a church group that no one can move in the spirit there unless they tell them who can move. And they move that way. And then they got even, they let you know, they got a little whine on the ha-ha, oh, like that. It's tradition. They subscribe to that spirit. No, it's tradition. Because somebody in their formula, that he was moved through the spirit. He probably was. But you don't copy man. You copy where man has brought you to God. It's always a copy of God. It's never a copy of where your surroundings are. The church is just copy everything that they know somebody about. Oh, this is Brother Harlan. Yeah, we're going to do that because he tells us to do that. Oh, this is Brother Jack's over here. Oh, we're going to do that because we had good success for that. I know what I'm saying. It's right. The Holy Spirit says it is right. And it brings a big bondage upon you. Your load has got a bunch of old sourdough weighing down. The Bible says lay aside every what? Weight. And sin There's an easy deception. Let that race with patience. Unless you take this load off, you can't make the hill. Hill's too steep. See, the Bible says to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You can't be strong, Lord, as long as you got weights on you. Those weights, this 350 horse engine will not pull it. In the last notch down, it pulls down. I tell you, you can go out here and have seminars, meetings all you want. It's not going to be any avail. What you need is allowing the Holy Ghost come down and move in your heart that you move freely in him. See, you're getting out here where your cells are doing everything. Well, you say, well, I'm doing it for the Lord. God didn't tell you to do it that way, though. He told you to follow him. If I had me a business and I hired all you people, said, well, you just come down and work for me, and I didn't put some specifications what's happened, you could not put an engine together. You couldn't put a final ride together. I know you couldn't because it's too complicated. You couldn't put a transmission together. You couldn't put a turbocharger together. God is God. He's the one that manages this place. He gives all the specs. He knows all. And why, in our little Boy Scout uniforms, we want to tell the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, direction, but we're just a little old Cub Scout. We don't even know. We haven't gotten our fancy warmed up yet. We're just little kids. We're telling the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, he knows all, is all. He's perfect. And yet we come in that kind of mentality. It's an insult to God. Don't you see it? You're insulting God. Well, you say, I'm doing it for him. No, God wants you to follow him. See, that right there shows me that you're walking in a wrong spirit. Because if you walk in the right spirit, you'd automatically want to do what? If you love me, but keep my commandments. That's not very hard. But let this go back to this human shop that I have. Well, I got a lot of people there from their backgrounds, maybe computer operators, bakers. They wouldn't be what I wanted. And I would have to dismiss them because they was not going to be a profitable employee of mine. Now, if I was somebody other occupation, maybe it would fulfill. But see, the qualifications come from the owner. And we as God's people are not smart enough to know what God has qualified us or what he wishes anyway. Qualifications comes from the leader. And if God's not the leader, we're not even mentioned. God wants us to voice come from the heart of him. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. David was a man after God's own heart. And here today I see a bunch of misfits in America, all the world. I guess all over everywhere we've touched, it's one thing or another. It's the cross, it's this, it's that, it's this and that. God is the leader. We're living past the time when we get out here and have an old-time revival. God's coming. He's coming back to the clouds of glory, and we need to be ready to meet him. We as God's people need to be prepared. I know I'm having trouble. I'm getting old. But the Lord is coming. And I'm out there. You need to be ready. But I've made that very plain today. What's going to happen if you do not have a Lord? That vehicle you drive, which is yourself, you're not going to pull the hill. The hill's too steep. And Satan's up there putting everything against you, and you're not going to make it. So God wants you to unload some of that weight that's got you bound down, bondage. But to get it off of you, you've got to get to tradition to even get to it. Well, you say, I'm not going to go. No, see that? Your church is before God. I see it right here in the city we live in. I see tradition. This church has I could tell you, but they all got a form. They all got a way that we do this inner, and if we enter the Spirit of God moves, we go to our little inner closets. Well, you know, God don't go and work that way. You're just not going to have nothing happen inside. Just wake up that God's a good God, and you're being deceived. When you wake up in the wrong place, you say, what got me down here? Well, I guarantee you this is going to get you down there if you don't get rid of your problem. Your problem is get rid of tradition, have a prayer meeting with God, and God will open up and unload your truck for you. You only have to unload it. He'll get rid of that, those imps. the principality of the spirit that now works in what? The children of disobedience. Most of you people are very, you're children of disobedience. God sees you as being very disobedient to Him. Whom the Lord set free is free indeed. When you're set free, you are light as a eagle. You can fly. But just the time that you get bondage down, you just like a turtle trying to fly. Can't you just imagine a turtle out there trying to fly? He goes, pop, bump, bang. Wow. Boy, I hit the ground fast. Well, you're just trying the same thing. You're trying to get out here and get your little turtle off the ground. And I tell you, you need to get that tarp off and get the right bird there. Eagles. And you're going to fly. Go like that. You're going to be in heavenly direction. And you're going to no longer look to the things of this world. Because your help is coming from the Lord. Praise God. You're going to look up. Oh, my help comes from the Lord. I'm going to call upon Him. And He's going to answer me. And He's going to show me great and mighty things that this world don't know anything about. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. God's promise. Therefore, what? This next part, and you don't see it, you don't get it. Come out from among them. Come out from among them. That means being separated. Leave what you got. And say, it's not worth it. This is a bunch of old bondage. Bunch of stink. I've been misled. God says, you're my child. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you if you come out from under it. I can't forgive you while you can't retain it. You can only have one or the other. So make a decision now. He says, come up, be separate, separate, separate. Separate means different. By yourself. We all find ourselves coming down that narrow passageway to God. Churches never did ever see it. Means we lay aside every weight, every sin, all of our problems, our bondages. The Lord says, come to me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you what? Rest. For He's the God of the living God. God has said, I will dwell with him. I will walk with him. God has said, if you'll come His way, He's going to dwell with you. He's going to walk with you. He'll be your God, and you shall be His people. What a promise. It says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee. There's not even a thought about what the distance is. Here, this bondage head, you got this tarp of tradition over here, and your sunken sin, pride is what it is. I've been here all my life. It's got to be in here because, you know, my whole life's been spent. Yeah, God says, well, you got time to make a change. See, that's what, you got time, but you still won't do it. Well, then you're going to rot in hell forever. I'm saying it very plain. You're going to rot. If I don't stay where I should be, I don't want to go to that rotten place. I don't want to go there, sir, and I don't want you to go there either. He's out there today saying, this is too gory for me. I'm going to shut this off. I'll tell you what. 1,000 years from now, you'll say, I wish I'd have done this. Oh, I wish I'd have done this. Because your life is like a vapor. What you've done now from the time to right to the end, if you live to be 150 years old right now, I don't know if anybody lived to be 150 years. But if you could do that, it would just be a speck of what eternity is about. Sir, you can't even get it in the same category. God's made it easy that we just unload all of our sins. Forsaken, take it from me, it's right. We're in tradition, it's going to rob us of our victory. You might say, well, that church is all I've ever known all my life. Well, I'll tell you, that church has probably been deceived for many years. You say, well, we've had great success, you know, God's been very merciful. But He says, now, come out from among it, be separate. God's been very merciful, but the time's ending when His Son is coming back through the clouds of glory, and your church don't preach anything about His second coming. Your church don't preach anything about what Jesus did upon the cross. Your church hasn't said a word about heaven or hell. Your church is about things about social parties, social gatherings. Well, I'll tell you, social gatherings is not in God's vocabulary. God's here to get your heart right with Him. It was never supposed to be about having a social club. It was never about having parties. The forefathers died by the sword that died. The early church died, hung upside down. And yet here, we make it so easy for people. We got to make sure that the people are happy. Well, I'll tell you, you're going to find out, a lot of your peers that have gone, probably some of them didn't make it. Now, you pronounce them as making it, but you don't know that. God is the one who decides everything. It says, it's appointed unto man once to die. Do you hear me? It's appointed unto man once to die. Then comes the judgment. Then comes the judgment. And that time is about to begin. It's time to take heed to the things that you've heard, lest in time you should let them slip. Is this very hard for you out there? You think, well, you're sure a tough old goat. No, I'm tired of people. God's tired too. You're playing around on God. It's His world. He give us this house. Everything that you live in, God's given to you. Your food. It's all coming from God. And yet you out here analyzing God. No. You take Him as He is. You invite Him in your heart. You don't question anything He says. You question, you're out. Now that's, our forefathers have done that. Oh, you know, you come to our church and you sit on the back bench. I've just seen this so vividly. You can have your bottle once in a while. You can have your cigarettes once in a while. Just come on in anyway in your heart. No, that's not from God. That's just on someone. Man wants to keep his back pocket bulging. We've got all the bills paid in this church. It's been a great lifestyle for some individuals that when they stand before God, He says, I thought about this last night. It says, if you cause one little one to what? Stumble, it'd be better the millstone be put on your neck than this happens. Be better the millstone be put on your neck and cast to the deepest sea than to cause one little one. What you're doing, you're causing multitudes of little ones to stumble. This has got to be an easy message, you hardheads out there. You're a bunch of hardheads. You better get right with God because God's coming back. He's got me a little upset too, and He's upset because you're so hard, you're not going to move. Going to shut me off? Well, go ahead, shut it off because it's your life. I love you. God loves you. But you deliberately follow the wicked one. You've had so much indoctrinated by him, he's got you captive. He's got you quarantined for him. But God can set you free. And listen, if you just run up and say, Lord, I repent, he's going to come in your way. But you can't do that because, well, what's my pastor going to say? What's my people going to say if I do this? What God says, what's going to happen? You're going to have lots of time to explain if you miss it. But if you don't miss it, it says none of this is going to even remember no more. Praise God, there's something so wonderful up there that we're not even going to think about it. It's going to be, it's there, but it's just so wonderful that you haven't got time to think about it. You can't have your mind in three or four different places. God wants to have our mind on Him. Bottom line, I'm quitting on, we got, He'll keep it in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on Him. Your mind's out here on the things of the world, your TV set, everything else, you're going to miss it, church. You said that's hard preaching. Well, yes, it is. Bible says, come out from all, be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you. And what? You shall be my sons and daughters, said I am finishing up. Ye shall be my sons and daughters. That's a promise, but unless you put the connection to it, you're going to miss it. You got the promise, but you never, so you're going to fall this way, and the promise is still up here. All things of God just stay there. Your voice, that's when you speak good, it's going to keep going on in eternity. But you do evil, it's all going to start to sink like a... You know, if you go out here and ever have balloons and punch a hole in them, they got water in that drop. When the balloon's got full of water, it don't fly. But you get the right stuff, gas and blue, it'll take off and soar. That's where we are. We get too much this worldly mess in our balloon, we're not going to fly. And I pray that God bless you this night. You may just hate me this night, but God's your answer. And your old tradition stinks. Mister, your tradition stinks. Your whole denomination stinks.
God's the answer. You need to expose it. If God be for us, who can be against us? God's for us. But tradition has separated God's people from him. God bless you all. Pray that God bless this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I pray, touch your people. Move apart as all you can. Set them free this day in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen means so be it. And I praise God for that message. Thank you for joining us today.